the exciting development within the last few weeks, actually. It goes back a few years, and I was sitting at Imperial College in London next to Lord Winston, Robert Winston, who you know, and we were at an international twins conference, and there were 600 of us, and the last speaker was Thomas Bouchard from Minnesota. And Thomas stood up and said, well, I've spent the whole of my life working on the behavior of identical twins reared apart. And today is my last lecture, because tomorrow I retire. And I've saved my most important discovery until this moment. And here you are, 600 of you, expert on twins, and you will not know the answer to the question I'm just going to pose to you, which I have solved. The question is this: what is the only type of behavior that will always be identical in both twins, regardless of whether they've been adopted into different environments or not? There's only one of all the types of behavior you can think of in which both twins always behave identically. What is it? And I remember turning to Robert Winston and saying, well, I haven't a clue, have you? And Robert said, no, I don't know what he's on about. And there was absolute silence. And Thomas Bouchard said, well, I'll tell you, it's religiosity. And I nearly fell through the floor. I thought, my God, how amazing that there's a God gene. And I was talking to Nick Martin at the Academy the other day, and he said, yes, he said, they now think they've got it mapped on chromosome 9. And it is a gene or group of genes that control faith. And as Nicholas Wade, the brilliant British-American New York Times writer, has shown in his latest book called The Faith Instinct, which came out just before Christmas, must read for you. He's looked at all human societies and shown how it absolutely was essential to live as a society with this common belief system which united you. And, okay, the gene has passed me by, but it's given me a new respect for the church